You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSE, our weekly conversation with Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground IPSE, an online story from Concentrate Media focusing on typically something positive contributing to the Ypsilanti area community. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, I know you've written a couple of stories this week, but what we're talking about today is about something pretty new in the Ypsilanti area. So what is that, and who have you brought with you to tell us more?
Yeah, so it's been in the works for several years, but the Ypsilanti Township Community Skate Park has finally opened. It just opened less than a week ago, and I've brought with me Megan Bonfilio from the Washtenaw County Parks and Rec. I just wanted to clarify that the township owns the skate park now, but the county was instrumental in getting the grant and helping getting the project rolling.
No pun intended. You said rolling.
Yep.
You get it, Megan, don't you? My joke?
I do. I get it. Great one.
Thank you. So this is exciting news. Tell us about the new skate park in Ypsilanti Township.
So thanks for having me. I really appreciate being asked to be a part of the conversation today. Yep, as Sarah pointed out, Washtenaw County Parks has worked with the community, Ypsilanti Township specifically, to build the skate park. We secured grant funding back in 2018 when we had a member of the community come to one of our Parks Commission meetings. He had done a project at school that said, how can I impact my community and how do I want to see change in the community? And he wanted a skate park. When he came and made his presentation, he made some very excellent points, and that got the ball rolling. We ended up working with the Tony Hawk Foundation, which is now known as the Skate Park Project, to secure funding, $250,000 from the Built to Play Foundation, and then the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission made that $250,000 match to get the process started.
Do you recall what some of those arguments were in favor of the skate park? Well, I guess I shouldn't say arguments, but inspirations or motivations or ideas?
So I think one of the big things that was really compelling is people really love the Ann Arbor Skate Park. It's an asset to the community. It's a wonderful skate park in Washtenaw County, but it's far away. So, you know, it's in the center of the county. And so I think for him and many of his other friends that were skateboarders on the eastern side of the county, they said, you know, that's great, but sometimes it's hard to get there. And so I think it's ideal to have recreational amenities within a shorter distance. And there was, although Prospect Park is there, which is the kind of the DIY skate park. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that one already in Ypsilanti. It's a great skate park. But we were looking at doing a concrete, larger scale skate park in Ypsilanti Township, and we're able to get the funding.
For those of us who find going for a walk sometimes challenging, what goes on in a skate park?
So the nice thing about this skate park is it's open to a lot of wheeled activities. So not just skateboarding, which is the primary thing. But we've seen already in the short weeks that it's been open, people on quad skates, bikers, BMX. Basically, there is a transitional kind of street skating element. So things that you may have seen like stairs and rails. But then this one also hosts a bowl where people can drop into the bowl and do tricks in and out of that.
So as a mother, I have to ask you, are there any like safety things built in? I mean, this is a 2020 skate park, so you must have the up-to-date equipment or facilities or arrangements for it.
Highly recommended you skate to your own skill level. So make sure that when you come that you have helmets, pads, elbow pads, knee pads. We do recommend strongly that you utilize safety equipment when you come there. But it really is one of those things where there are kind of all elements of skill at the skate park, but you should only skate on the elements that you're comfortable on. The wonderful thing about the skate community is that they often will help each other. So people will kind of watch and look over the bowl, which I would say for me, also as a mom, that one kind of gets my heart racing. Mm-hmm. But you see people kind of jump into it, jump out of it. And that community really helps support each other and helps kind of each other learn new skills and tricks.
So there is a skate community in Washtenaw County.
Very strong one and a great community. We couldn't have done this project without our community partners. You know, the process that I outlined previously, we worked with New Line Skate Parks, which is a skate design and construction company out of California. But they came and hosted three different community workshops with members of the community, both in Ypsilanti Township and kind of brought more broadly. They really were instrumental in picking the elements they wanted to have in the skate park. So over those three different meetings, we kind of, it was an iterative process where we refined it. And then ultimately that is what was built. So it's a result of the work of those skateboarders that would come to those meetings.
So not only is there a new skate park in Ypsilanti Township, you incorporated a rain garden as part of that. Can you tell us about that?
We did. Yep, so we were lucky enough to have a partnership with the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner's Office. Commissioner Evan Pratt also sits on the Parks Commission, but we worked with his office. They secured funding from the National Fish and Wildlife Federation for a grant. That grant was able to provide some grow zones or infiltration zones. We have good drainage on this site, but we certainly added a lot of impervious area. And then really the main central element is this nice large rain garden. And that helps to filter the runoff that comes off of the skate park into this into the rain garden area, which will ultimately help provide pollinator habitat, but also nice shade because we were able to add quite a bit of trees to the site.
And it's what, 9,000 square feet?
It is 9,000 square feet.
And if you're not a skater, can you come and watch?
Yep. One of the things that was pointed out during that community sessions where people will come, either they'll bring their children or they just kind of want to come and check it out. So we have a couple of benches there. We also have picnic tables. And, it's located right next to the community center park in Ypsilanti Township. Which is a really active park already with ball fields and a playground area, and right across the street from the Ypsilanti Township Community Center. It's an active hub of activity.
Is it for all levels of people who are interested in a skate park?
The skate park does offer all levels of ability, but you really have to skate to your own skill level. So there are a couple of things where you could just kind of circle around. There's a circular path that you can kind of just to get comfortable on your board. And then there's other elements like stairs, ledges, and the bowl that increase with skill as you get more comfortable as a skater.
And Sarah, what else did you find out in writing this article for On the Ground Ypsi?
Well, I just thought it was really neat how many partners came together to make this happen. She's mentioned all the funding partners and the fact that the township offered their space, and the Brownfield Commission helped clean up part of the site, and they got, the grant to build the rain garden. So just lots of people coming together to make this concept a reality.
All right, raise your hand if any of us in this conversation have ever skateboarded before.
I haven't, but I've roller skated.
Yeah, me too. A long, long, long time ago. How about you, Megan?
I never really skated, but I will say I grew up with a lot of skateboarders in my life. And so sometimes I feel like being able to work on this project, it's like younger self is high-fiving my older self that we were able to do something this cool.
That's great. That is Megan Bonfilio. She is the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission Deputy Director. Also talking to Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ypsi. And thank you both for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.